Hello everyone, you're very welcome along on this latest audio walk from Open Country with me, Tom. You join me on a bit of a grey, overcast, quite breezy day today, so I'm going to do my best to try and find plenty of shelter along the route, although being on a moorland, that may not be very easy. So bear with me and I'll try and keep the background distortion noise to a minimum. Our walk today is taking us through one of the most iconic locations in Yorkshire, made famous by a song that was written in 1805 called Ilkley Moor Bartat. That's exactly where we are today, but having said that, I am well and truly wearing my flat cap, so as the lyrics suggest, hopefully I won't be catching my death of cold, being eaten by worms, ducks and everybody else, and get back to my car intact, ready to go back and edit what you are listening to now. Our walk's going to take us up over a stream to the White Wells, and then we'll move across to the famous Cowan Calf Rocks before returning back via the moorland. So on this breezy day, let's put our best foot forward to warm our cockles and see what we can find along the route. So I've just meandered up a winding path that's taking us slowly but surely onto the moorland, and I've made it to our first iconic location in this iconic part of Yorkshire, called Ilkley White Wells. It's a distinctive white building which, from the town centre itself, really stands out, painted brilliant white against the dull background of the moor. Back in the 1700s, this place was built to provide a place to, as they said at the time, take the waters. The waters around this area were said to be cleansing and had healing properties, and people even as famous as Charles Darwin came here to take the waters and plunge into the cold bath. And I'm reliably informed that it was the wells here that made Ilkley famous back in that sort of era as being a spa town. I do actually have a fantastic view of Ilkley from where I'm stood at the moment, sheltering under this brilliant white wall. You can see the extent of the town disappearing towards Burley and Wharfdale along the Wharf Valley and then out to Addingham in the far distance. The dominating building of the Craiglands Hotel, which is dark and brooding and almost castle-like, is standing proud at the bottom of the path from where we started the walk. I'll probably talk a lot more about the views as we get going, because of course from the ridge of Ilkley Moor you get absolutely splendid sights right across the Wharf Valley, and I'll pick out a few more details in those as we carry on along the path. I know that since the 1700s, when the bathhouse was originally established, they didn't have as much science and technology to prove the cleansing nature of the water or the healing nature of the water. But they must have been onto something, because these days, I must admit, I'm one of these call us crazy people that have a cold shower every morning. And it has been proven that being immersed in cold water can, with the shock, improve your immune system. It's said to be better than taking any vitamin supplements or anything like that, although you do have to go through the process of getting absolutely freezing cold, which never really gets any easier, but the feeling of invigoration after you've done it certainly sets me up for the day anyway. So back in the day when Charles Darwin was coming here to Ilkley to take the waters, maybe he was feeling something very similar. Anyway, we've moved on a little bit now from where we were at the White Wells. And there's loads of crisscrossing paths here on Ilkley Moor. And many of them, as I'm finding to my own detriment, are quite boggy in places. I'm really glad that I've put my Wellington boots on today, because at some points I've been going down to my ankles in muddy puddles. But I suppose it's all part of the fun on a walk like this, on a late February day that I'm recording this on. In between the paths, there are these pockets of bracken, which at this time of year are all orangey brown and beaten back by the weather. But during the summertime, you get this wonderful light, bright green glow from the moor, which makes it feel quite warming and healthy. I suppose a bit like the waters that surround us. But on a day like today, it's when the wind is whistling through and the sky is grey, it does feel quite ominous instead. But there are signs of spring around. I've seen some daffodils starting to sprout and lots of crocuses and snowdrops on the way here today. So it's a sign that this facade that we're walking along at the moment will be green once again in a few months' time. You may now be able to hear the wind whipping through trees. Trees are something you don't usually expect to find in moorland locations, but once upon a time, the whole of Ilkley, Rumbold's, Burley Moor, which all span this same sort of area, would have been awash with trees and woodland. It's hard to believe now, but these pockets of coniferous wood just give you an idea of what it may have been like back when the whole moor was a swathe of these trees. Not only does it provide me with a little bit of shelter to do my recording, it's also a lovely feature of the landscape just to take in this calming aspect of a woodland in an otherwise blustery open space. Moorland can be quite a dangerous place to walk, actually, because it's all very samey everywhere that you look. And if you haven't got your wits about you, then if you suddenly take the wrong path, of which, as I say, there are plenty of them here on the moor, you may just lose your way a little bit and get lost. Thankfully, I've got these visual markers that I can look at on the horizon that are tempting me in the right direction. But sometimes as you go down the dips in between all of the bracken and the heather and you suddenly lose your bearings, you think, I hope I'm actually on the right path here. But I've just crested a hill and I can see the very top of the Cow and Calf Rocks, which is my next destination. It's at the moment, from the position that I'm looking at it now, is hunkered down in the heather, which again is a very brown, dull colour opposed to what it usually looks like in August and September, a glowing, vibrant, magenta, pinkish purple colour, lilac maybe, tones in there as well. But I know now that I am on the right track and I'm heading towards the magnificent vista that lies beyond the Cow and Calf Rocks that stand proud here on Ilkley Moor and are probably the most iconic site on this very iconic hillside. Here we are at the impressive Cow and Calf Rocks. Every time I come here, I'm bowled away by them. And I've been here very many times in my life before. It was a playground in childhood for me, was this place. But it never gets boring or tiring or anything. It's just so spectacular. The views that you get all around along the Wharfe Valley from Thorpe Fell at one end all the way out towards Armscliff Crag near Harrogate And if it was a bit clearer than it is today, I'm sure I'd be able to see the cooling towers at the power stations out towards West and East Yorkshire as well. It's a wonderful place to either come and see the sunrise or sunset when the weather's a bit more favourable than it is today. The Cow and Calf Rocks get their name because the main body of rock is large, and that sort of looms over a smaller, well, I say smaller, boulder in front. It's still probably about 10 times the height of me, and I'm 6'2". So the larger rock is known as the Cow, and the smaller rock is known as the Calf. The Cow sheltering and looking after the Calf. But of course, at one time, the Calf would have been part of the Cow, and it's been eroded away over the years. It's a popular spot with climbers and abseilers. There's nobody here today doing that because probably they thought better of the conditions, but on a summer's day you will often find lots of people trying to conquer the sharp escarpments of rock that surround an area that has been quarried out in the middle, which is on the edge of where I'm stood now, just hunkering down a little bit to shelter from the brisk breeze that's blowing through. Anyway, I'm going to make my way across the ridge of the Cow and Calf Rocks now and down towards the Calf itself, and then back along the moorland via a little tarn back to where we started the walk. Well, I'm going to have to take back what I said earlier on, as I've rounded the Cow and Calf Rocks and come down to the very bottom of them. I've turned the corner and seen a group of people in orange hard hats abseiling down the escarpment of the rock. So maybe the weather conditions aren't as bad as we first expected. Either that, or they're a bit crazy trying to abseil in these gusty winds. We're now following the path that runs adjacent to the Cow and Calf Road up here on Ilkley Moor, which, if you ever get the chance to drive up, is absolutely spectacular. It almost feels, if you're coming up from Ilkley, that you're taking off in a plane as the houses and buildings in the valley get smaller and smaller as you progress up towards the hill. And then at the top of the hill, you've got the Cow and Calf pub, which is always nice stopping point, especially, as I say, if there's a nice sunset. You can sit on one of the tables with a drink outside and admire the spectacular view. I would argue that it's probably one of the best pubs for views, not just here in Yorkshire, but maybe in the whole country. Anyway, enough about pubs. We're here to discuss the wonderful natural world around us. We're now walking underneath the trees that we walked through earlier on. One thing that I didn't mention at the time is that the trees provide a wonderful home and roost for birds and wildlife. You often hear the cry of a jackdaw, that infamous jack jack call, which on a day like today can feel quite ominous. But you can tell that the birds really welcome that place to roost, especially on a gusty day like today. There's bird life everywhere you look, or at least listen. I haven't really seen very many birds, I must admit, because they tend to be the little brown jobs that are very well camouflaged at this time of the year in amongst the bracken. But the sound is constantly there. I can hear a robin calling out in the distance, and maybe a blackbird there as well. And all the way along I've heard these birds tittering away. So again, moorland is a fantastic habitat for wildlife. I'm sure before the day's out we may glimpse a grouse or something like that as well, which are iconic moorland birds. Anyway, the White Wells building is just coming into sight again, and of course that brooding Craiglands Hotel is ever present poking out from the wintry trees that surround it. So once again, I know that I'm on the right track to return to where we started this audio walk. We've now reached the point at which country definitely meets town. After walking around all of the rugged moorland paths and going into bogs up to our ankles, we've now met a tarmac path around an elegant little tarn. There's a few of these at the bottom edge of Ilkley Moor, once used as reservoirs to hold water that rushes down off the moor in plentiful supply for the town of Ilkley itself. It's now very much built up for recreation. There's a series of benches all the way around and a little shelter as well. And after walking along the moorland paths, it now feels like we've dropped down into a recreational park, which I suppose we have really, as just down at the bottom of the path is the road down into Ilkley town centre itself. We've now reached a beautiful little spot, perfect to conclude the audio walk today. Not only am I sheltering under a beautiful yew tree, I can also look back and see the route that we've taken on this walk today. From the white wells which are popping out against the muddy moorland. And of course those muddy paths that we trekked across through the woodland and the trees out to the iconic Cow and Calf Rocks and then back via the pools, ponds and streams that run off into these little tarns and reservoirs at the bottom edge of the moor. Also surrounded by daffodils which are sprouting. A few of them are actually out, which is a lovely sign that spring is well and truly on its way. Despite that, I'm very much glad I came to Ilkley Moor with my hat today, rather than without it, as the famous song that we mentioned right at the beginning of the walk suggests. So we haven't caught our death of cold and been eaten by worms, ducks and everybody else, and we can go safely home into the warmth and maybe even listen back to this audio walk, although that's what you're doing now. So that's probably my task for when I get home. I do hope you've enjoyed joining me on this audio walk around Ilkley Moor today. If you have, then please check out more of our audio walks at opencountry.org.uk, where you can also find out all about the activities that we do, the services that we provide, and how to donate to our charity as well. But until our next outing in the beautiful Yorkshire countryside, I will leave you with the sound of the tittering birds in Darwin Gardens as we conclude our audio walk on Ilkley Moor today.